A state study is looking into several options for easing travel between Tucson and Phoenix. The Passenger Rail Corridor study includes research into what happens if the state makes no changes to its plans for transportation between the cities in the next several decades. The study is also looking at whether there is a solution other than passenger rail and includes suggestions for various rail routes. Serena Unrein is with Arizona Public Interest Research Group, which supports a passenger rail line between Tucson and Phoenix. The group recently released a report detailing the benefits of connecting the cities by passenger rail.
Rail can expand the labor pool and expand market access for businesses, bring 30,000 job years of employment to Arizona, boost local economic development, and ensure that the Tucson-Phoenix area remains attractive to young people who increasingly want transportation options.
She says a passenger rail line could save riders $750 million in 30 years as people stop spending money on driving private vehicles between Tucson and Phoenix. That figure comes from the Arizona PIRG report in favor of passenger rail between the state's largest metropolitan areas.
Train riders would also save approximately $150 million worth of economically productive time. Rail allows travelers to email, text, or sleep, things that you can't or shouldn't do while you're driving.
As the state transportation department studies passenger rail options, State Senator Al Melvin, who has a background in rail transportation, says a train to take people between the two cities is worth studying.
I would favor looking at a public-private partnership.
That's when a government teams up with a private company to build the infrastructure and operate it at the company's expense. Then those who use the system pay back the initial investment. Think toll roads. Melvin says that's important because it could shift the financial risk of a project away from the state. He says he can't think of any drawbacks to a public-private partnership and proposes that model for more than just rail.
In the state of Indiana, they sold their entire interstate system to a private entity, and it's worked out great. The state received billions. That private entity is operating, maintaining, and running the interstate system.
Melvin also proposes the answer to an often asked question in this conversation. If I take a train from Tucson to Phoenix, how do I get around Phoenix once I get there? He proposes something like a water ferry.
Where you'd have cars that would be like lounge cars, but some cars dedicated to privately owned vehicles. So someone going from Tucson to Phoenix could put their car in that railroad car and then go up to the lounge and work for the time that it took the train to get up to Phoenix.
State Representative Steve Farley is on the other side of the political aisle from Melvin, but agrees that inner-city rail would have to be funded with private money.
They could pay for the construction, the operation, and the management, so we wouldn't have to. And then we would be able to pay, they would get their money back, just a ticket at a time, and they would be able to pay off their investors, and we'd have a great piece of infrastructure to be able to help grow our economy.
Farley says no new legislation is necessary to allow a private company to get involved in state rail services. He joined other rail supporters Thursday afternoon, just as a massive dust storm rolled through the Tucson area.
Dust storms along I-10 have been incredibly dangerous and have had a tendency to shut down the entire interstate for hours and hours at a time, along with the accidents we have constantly along there. And there really are no other alternatives for getting up there.
Farley pointed out trains can keep going even in a dust storm. The Tucson Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce supports a passenger rail line. The chamber's vice president of government affairs, Robert Medler, says it's about more than saving money on driving or fostering economic development along the rail line.
As someone who regularly makes the trip from here up to Phoenix, you know, people don't have enough time right now, the issue of time poverty. And if you could sit on a train and continue to work and be more productive, that's a lot better efficiency of your time. That's something I think a lot of people would use that travel from here to Phoenix and vice versa.
The Arizona Department of Transportation is expected to release the final results of its rail study in about 2 years, Farley says. More information on the study, including maps of proposed passenger rail routes, is available on the state transportation website. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.